This is member-supported public radio WYSO at WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm Jerry Kenney. The Springfield Promise neighborhood held its fifth annual Promise Fest this week. As WYSO's Wayne Baker reports, the program designed to help families in poor areas thrive is getting stronger.
Nearly 20 years ago in Harlem, New York, Jeffrey Canada started the Promise Neighborhood Initiative to help children from poor families succeed at the earliest age possible. Canada called it the cradle-through-college system that made sure kids were safe, in school, and fed. Canada helped launch the idea in Clark County, Lincoln Elementary, which had the city's largest poverty rate, Perrin Woods, and Fulton are all part of the program. Springfield Promise neighborhood organizer Eric Smith was happy to see families and friends celebrating its success.
It's working on multiple levels. Parent participation is up as they're starting to feel empowered that they can choose the future for the neighborhood.
After-school programs involving tutoring, music, sports, and a new anti-drug initiative have helped the schools improve drastically. Smith says 5 years ago, local funds helped get Promise started and showed a real investment in Springfield's impoverished areas.
It's amazing that in these economic times, our community leaders came together and said, even though we don't have the big grant monies and those kinds of things, we still need to make this commitment to our kids.
The program has added staff, volunteers, and AmeriCorps Vista workers in the past year. But funding issues have come up after Race to the Top grant money ended in June. Wayne Baker, WYSO.